home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Live from Hollywood, it's Rated LGBT Radio with your hosts, Garrett Miller and Rob Watson.
And I'm Rob. And welcome to the show tonight. This is a first.
Well, they don't know why it's a first. It is a first. It's an amazing first.
Well, it's a first because Rob is here in my house. We're doing the show.
Full disclosure, I'm sitting like right in his bed. But, you know,
right.
We don't want to start rumors. But,
yeah. Well, because, he's in the house, and we're sitting doing the show live in Huntington Beach. First time we just met, like, you know, 15 minutes ago, and we've done the show for what, 8 months?
Yes, yeah. Well, and we've known each other long, I think. We started our show a month ago, right?
Yeah, something like that. Well, and you'd been a guest on before and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Last month, I tried to San Francisco. I was up for a job, and the airline that I was actually going to apply for had me on a flight that would have gotten me into San Francisco in, you know, hours and hours and hours. With you know, time to spare to go into the city and do all kinds of fun stuff, except that the plane with mechanical issues never left for about 6 hours later. So that plan was foiled, and we were like, "How is this ever going to happen again?" And then, you know, Rob says, "Hey, I'm going to be." Well, you tell the story.
I mean, I think we told it on the air that we didn't get to do what we wanted to do in San Francisco, so we made other plans and to. Fully aware, public transit is not on our side. They are against us. My boys and I are coming down to L.A. We thought, great, we'll get together hours early before the show, and we'll go eat dinner, and we'll do all this relaxing stuff, and breathe in here at 7 o'clock and do the show. We arrived 15 minutes ago. But we're here and live and in person, and... now, instead of hearing Garrett over the internet, I am staring right at the back of his head.
There you go. And that's fascinating, isn't it?
He is blonde.
It's bleach blonde, but, you know, I don't make any bones about that. I tell everybody, you know, if I don't have a bleached every 8 weeks, it looks really bad. In fact, the last time that I didn't have my hair done, my hairdresser, I call it hairdresser, like no, right. 1960s, but my stylist or whatever you call it, Larry Anaheim. The only place to go, he's actually got a little ad here on the program that runs 5 days a week. But he saw some pictures on social media, and he goes, Garrett, this is just unacceptable. You have to come in. I can't let you have you be my client and have you look this bad. You have to get in here and get your hair done. So that's what I did. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, it looks, just teasing. It's ironic to travel all this way so we – but this is a setup we have to do.
That's it. You know, lifestyles in the rich and famous, absolutely for sure. It's very fancy. And so I tell everybody who wants to come down to Huntington Beach to hang out and do the show live, I'm not set up to have two people here. I'm set up to have me on my microphone, you somewhere in the world. And, you know, we've done one live show with Rebecca, and she had to sit in the other room. She had to turn her phone off, and it was just absolutely terrible. And then... you know, Rob says, we're just going to do this. We're going to wait because we're only going to do a half an hour show tonight. So if it sucks, it sucks. And if it's great, it's great. And it was a half an hour live.
Yeah. And here, although I think I did figure out the secret to making this work, you show up with a very big microphone.
Yeah.
And,
you know, there you go. I think that's absolutely the way to go. You know, you say you don't have a choice. You know, I've got the big. I've got the big microphone here, and so then you're just kind of going, well, I guess that's what we're going to do, and then you do it.
Well, I think you needed a good show under your belt, because I understand the one yesterday didn't go so well.
Yesterday was interesting, so because I actually removed the show from my Facebook page and removed it from the archive, so I can talk about this without talking about the person, because the person vanished. But I had a new site that was supposed to be on the show yesterday and was hyped to me, you know, for months and months and months, get her on the show. She's got a new reality TV program that's coming out. It's very, very exciting. So we had a couple of pre-calls, which is unusual because I usually do one, if any, because, you know, the format for a psychic show would be, I introduce you, you tell me a little bit about who you are, what you do, what you don't do, and then we take listener calls, plug your website or plug your service, and the show's over.
Of course, if they're a really good psychic, you don't have to have that conversation. They already know it, right?
Okay, right. I'm rolling my eye because you're absolutely correct. Yes, absolutely.
So what happened with
So, well, we, you know, we had a – I would send everybody a boilerplate. And so boilerplate tells everybody here's the date of the show, time of the show, here's the link for the show, here's a call to the show, here's how to use your computer if you want to come to the show, here's what we're going to cover. So there are no mysteries of the universe here. There's no anything that you're never going to know before you're calling into the show, because I want you to be very comfortable doing whatever it is that you're going to be doing, whether it's talking about a book, your movie, your record, or taking calls because you're a psychic. So I sent out the email, you know, everything says, here's what you're going to do. And then she, so about 15 minutes before the show yesterday, I said, I just hit the ceiling. I need to ping her. So I sent her a note and I said, are you all ready to call in? She goes, oh, I thought you were calling me. And I'm like, there's nothing anywhere anytime that has ever indicated that I'm calling out to you. You have to call. But that's my inside voice. My outside voice is, well, I kind of need you to call in. Can you call in so I can do that? Okay, fine. So she calls in. And I probably, for a first-time psychic on the show, I have probably about 75 calls, 80 calls that are already in the queue. I've got like 10 or 15 pre-screened. And that number is huge for a first-time guest on the show. And so, you know, we start the show. She talks a little bit about who she is, what she does, and I'm having a very hard time hearing her. And then all of a sudden, you know, we call from a listener right in before the show. She was from Australia, Mary Lou. You don't know Mary Lou. She's on the program. On the Rated G radio, she's also hosted the program with me several times, but she had a question she wanted to ask. So the question was answered, and then we got to our first live call. And about a minute into the live call, between the caller and the guest, it was like, can you hear me? I don't know. Can you just talk? Just talk. Hello. Keep going. And the guest hung up.
Do you have any idea what her problem was?
I think there may be many problems, but I will tell you that this person was on her, apparently, as I understand it, post to Facebook only from her phone, and was posting both before, during, and after her 6 minutes that she was actually on the show. So whatever she was doing, she can't use, I have phone problems. And so I stalled. I told the listeners what was happening for the rest of the week. I played 3 minutes of commercial. So she had about 6 minutes to figure out whatever the heck was going on and get back in. And she did not.
That you know, we both have had our share of guest foibles recently. At least when my guest didn't show up, she had the good sense to not show up at all. You know, instead of show up and leave. That just is.
You know, I would much rather have a no-show than somebody who shows and then for whatever. And I still don't know what the problem is, but here's the deal, Rob. It's not my place to then go hunt her down and say, what the happened on the program and where did you go?
So
she should be either calling me back, texting me, talking to me on Facebook, sending me an email. I am not hard to get a hold of, especially when it's hard to, as part of the show.
I really
and
hate
zero.
The obvious about this every part of this does not sound like somebody who has a very intuitive nature, let me put it that way. I mean, you have more intuition about it than she did.
That's all really nice, but the big thing was that this person also had a reality show in the works that's in development right now, and I've seen the episode, and it's very good. And you just have this happen and then no follow-up is very interesting, and I don't know what to say it, but I hope he's okay, but she will not ever be back on the program. I do know that, because if you're able to do other things on social media, do whatever, and don't have the decency to call back in, I don't really have a lot of sympathy for you. You can really face it, which is, you know, happened to you, and you try to get rescheduled.
I get that.
But this is not that type of situation. Anyhow, so that was yesterday, that you are here today.
And to be fair, my guest did show up. We rescheduled her. She was all apologetic. And ironically, the station then kind of pulled a whammy on her, which I was very embarrassed about. Not intentionally, but her theme was fighting Islamophobia and bringing a more open-minded view of the Muslim world. And during our commercial break on the show was a scathing anti-Muslim editorial that my co-host and I were just appalled at what's happening. And it was like, but you know, it was kind of good because she was there to answer back to it. So that part was good, but it was just sort of ironic. Yeah. And then he was well thought. He was well meant to.
I don't know. We're just going to chalk it up. So you've had your one bad show of the year. I've had my now bad show for the year. Except my bad show is kind of like that entire season of Dallas when Bobby shows up at the season finale and walks out of the shower with Pam. And so everything that happened that season before, because the ratings were in the toilet, suddenly evaporated and didn't happen. That's yesterday's show for me.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I don't have that luxury because when she did not show up, I had an hour to fill. With no co-host, no guest. Finally, I got, because I think they detected what was going on, you know, the last 5 minutes of the show, I got callers. Like, I'm going, you guys are so great, but now I have to let you go because we're done. But, it was an adventure.
Well, I think, you know, what I struggle, and I say struggle because it's not really a struggle because I can do this. I'm rolling my eyes when I say this. I know I shouldn't say this, but I can do the show in my sleep. But what I'm not going to do is turn a show where I'm supposed to have a psychic take callers and answer, you know, psychic types of questions, and then all of a sudden turn it into a current event show and talk about, well, let's talk about what's happening in the GOP or the Democratic Party or whatever. Because nobody wants to hear that. And so basically I just said, hey, we've got some technical difficulties, folks. Sorry about it. We're going to end the show now. Hope you have a good day and see you later. Goodbye.
Right.
And ended it that way. But, you know, if, for example, you didn't show up for a week and I needed to do a show, I would know at least that I'm going to be sitting here talking about LGBT issues or vice versa.
Right,
you know, you know, so I'd at least have a backdrop of something and people would know the content. But, you know, unless you want me to, you know, give my smart ass answers on whatever your question is, which I actually probably could do for several of the people that call into the psychic shows because they're the same callers that call into every single show. I know their area code, I know their number, so when I call in, I can say, hey, Rob, are you calling about that job and that move you're never going to make again?
Right.
Yes, I am. Okay. Are you calling about, you know, that love, you know, situation that you never, you know, get fixed? Yes, I am. Okay. Are you, you know, so there are half a dozen of those. But, you know, they're not going to want to have me give my smart ass, you know, opinions on what I think they need to do in their lives. So I'm not going to do that. So,
well, you could do a recap of the answer you've gotten before. It's like, okay, Rob, now, as you recall, three psychics said it's because you smell and, you know.
I think that, you know what, that is an excellent thing because, you know, I'm going to pick on one caller. I'm not going to use the person's name. He, for the last, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years, he calls in every single time we have a psychic on. I've got two psychics on next week, so I'm going to assume he's going to call in both Tuesday and Wednesday. And he's going to say, I'm wondering about my job, and I want to know about this move, because I really want to move. Now, you know, if you really wanted to move from someplace, Rob, and it's been 2 or 3 years, would you have moved by now?
Yeah. I actually, if I heard somebody say that and went through that, I would say, okay, here's what I'm really getting. You do not want to move. You absolutely do not want to move. You are saying you want to move, but you do not want to move.
And after one of the, and I don't remember which psychic was on, but they, you know, they said, here's your reading. And by the way, these psychics don't know each other. So it's not like they're going to be, you know, conspiring. Oh, when Rob called, let's all tell him the same thing.
Right, right.
So the funny thing is all of these psychics are telling this guy the exact same answer. And it tends to be that's the way it is because the people that we have on the show really are great at what they do. You can believe in psychics or not. I don't really care if you do. But if you do, consistently, they're giving the same answers to the people who are calling in.
Right.
So this particular person, you know, got his answer, and I told him, I said, okay, now you've gotten this answer very clearly, and this is probably overstepped my bounds, but, you know, it's my show. And so I told him, before next month, I want you to write down the three things that you did this month as action items for what they told you you need to do. And if you don't do these three things, I don't want you to call back.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. Well, as you know, we started when we were starting doing our show, we were putting a segment where I was actually doing tarot card readings for people.
Yeah.
That called in. So then we got busy with, because we were so under the gun with guests. And people wanting to be on the show, so we kind of didn't.
What's happened with that? I stopped. I get so busy. I stopped having people wanting to be double booked on the show. So actually, it's been kind of nice just sitting here chatting with you for the last couple of weeks. But it's definitely been an unusual circumstance because we're usually going, okay, you got 20 minutes, get it all in, and we got to get on.
Well, I do have a guest for us for next week, author Preston Grant.
That's the show that I won't be on. It's either you can do it yourself and I'll make sure you know how, or we can, you know, try to look for the week after something
the
like
week
that.
After.
But we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Cause it's more fun with you. So, he wrote a book called Gay Explained, and we had him on, out in Santa Cruz last weekend, and, you know, fascinating stuff. And the book is, covers everything from history to spiritual things to evolution to science to, you know, all of these different aspects of the concept of being gay and kind of his perspective on it. And so we went through that. It was really interesting. So it would be, I think it'd be good for us here too. So,
well, whenever we get him on, it'll be awesome. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. So we'll.
So let's spend a little bit of time, instead of listening to me bitch for the entire time we're on tonight, let's talk about what you're down here for, because you and your boys are down here for a conference.
I'm actually speaking at the conference Blog Her, which is technically a conference for mommy bloggers. I believe mommy bloggers. I may be mistaking that. Women bloggers, but I think it is primarily mommy-oriented. And I'm executive editor of the Goodman Project, which I guess by its name doesn't necessarily scream blog her. It would be more of a blog him. But one of our regular sponsored interested parties is Goodnights, which they make products for kids who are having a problem with bedwetting. And that was an issue that I dealt with my son Jesse when he was about six and a half. And it was no real big deal. His body was not, his inside of his body was kind of growing faster than the outside. And so he was not able to sleep through the night without urinating, and we handled it well. And so I've written some blog pieces on their behalf, even though, full disclosure, I did not use their product during it, but they are more interested in the whole holistic events around it and parental reaction. And it didn't even occur to me to do this, but apparently there are some parents who feel like they can discipline their child out of it or shame their child and keep them from doing it. Like, those would be effective techniques. And obviously they're not ones that I would even consider deploying. And we found quite a few benefits over what I did do with him. And so that I'm actually going to be on a panel tomorrow late afternoon in downtown LA at Blog Her. If anybody is in the area wants to stop in, and we will be talking about bedwetting and everything that goes with it, from the stigma to the solutions and some great products out.
Right on. Well, I think it's really important for you to be there as a dad, number one, and then also to be down here in Southern California when it's really awesome this time of year.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. And this is going to be a great weekend because, number one, I finally get to meet you in person, which is actually a very cool thing. It's funny because we have developed this great friendship, of which most people, if they're listening, have heard a good 80% because we've done it in public on the air. And so, you know, actually meeting and hanging out is a very fun, cool thing. Then I'm going talking at this conference, which is going to be fun. After that, I'm going to my sister's, and I'm meeting with my niece, my nephew, and my soon-to-be niece, his fiance, who I will be, Mr. Gay Wedding, marrying in November. I'm conducting the wedding. I'm officiating at their wedding. So we are going to meet and write the ceremony and do all that. So that is what I'm doing this weekend.
Are you doing it out in Santa Cruz, or is Steph doing it on her own?
Steph is doing it on her own. It is a guest that you and I already talked to, actually. And I don't have his name in front of me, which I should. He is the expert doctor on male sexual health.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Peter doctor.
Right.
I don't remember what his name was, but he was great.
I think
enjoyed listening to him.
Affectionately called him Dr. Dick.
The Dick Doctor. Yeah.
So, Steph is going to find out everything she ever wanted to know about how the dick works.
Well, you know, the funny thing about Steph is that she can take any topic and ask the most introspective or clinical question about something that I would just make a total smart remark about. And so I take what she said and her spin on it very seriously compared to anything that I would ever do. So it's actually an enjoyable, you know, dialogue. I'm quite sure that's going to be happening Saturday night at Santa Cruz.
I think it's going to be very interesting. I gave her the book on Saturday, and she was flipping through it. And, she has a choice of comments and questions. So it really, really should be a good show. And she's going to be so clinical, quite frankly. I think she's going to be very insightful and dig deep, so to speak.
Well, again, I love listening to Santa Cruz. If I don't have something going on a Saturday night, which, you know, in the lifestyle of the rich and famous, is more often than not, you'd be surprised. I love to be in Santa Cruz because it's always a good hour. You have great guests, and it's worth listening to. Now, my last show of the week for me is going to be tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock with Mr. Lonnie Paul. And I'm not going to mention this on the air tomorrow because it's, you know, not part of the thing, but I will tell you, he's married to Carol Burnett's daughter. And I met both he and his wife at the Outcast Awards or something like that, Outcast Awards or Advocate Awards a few months back, and just was so impressed with this young man. He's a master guitar player, singer, songwriter, played heavy metal, and you take a look at him, and you go like, okay, this guy probably was like about 100 pounds soaking wet with the brick, but he's got the best rock and roll haircut I've ever seen in my life, and I just said, I need to know who you are. And so I asked him to come on the program. Let's see, Tim, April 12th. It's been 4 months, and he's coming on tomorrow morning to talk about what he does. He writes a lot of TV and TV programming. I don't want to say jingles, that's not the right word, but it's the music that you're like in scenes that are playing in the background, and that's what's that's his specialty. That's what he's living at. But he's also got some great music, and he's got a song that's out that I can't play on tomorrow's show because the people that listen in the UK don't want any swearing. So his song is called Life is a Bitch and uses the F word liberally in the song. But I will tell you, it's my favorite song of the summer. I play it every day when I do my cardio, and it's on chronic repeat. And it's going to stay on. It's like the new Justin Bieber song, or the Justin Timberlake song that's out right now. It's like it has that I got to have on my playlist on heavy rotation. And so I have that on there, but I can't play that tomorrow line. And I'll tell you, if you want to go take a look at the song called Life's a Bitch, I've got a link to the YouTube video, and you can go take a look at that there, and then give a thumbs up and a nice comment. But tomorrow we've got two or three songs with his TV/movie clips, and do that. An hour long line comes on at 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. if you listen to requests or play whatever the people want here. So if you've got your request already, you have that list already made up. And then we'll go ahead and play those and have a fun our program. So it's a Friday dance party, even though I still call it a Friday night dance party. So that's tomorrow.
That sounds great. Hey, how is Like You?
Well, Unlike You is number one currently for a sixth week in a row on numberone.com. So if you take a look at that, it's the number one song in America. I mean, it just will totally freak you out. And on the other chart that I was on, I think they are a station seasonal because I think they're now done with their playlist, at least until September, October, something like that. But unlike you, was the number one song for June. They didn't initially put out a chart for July. So we'll be interested to see when they ramp everything up and play out.
Right.
But that chart's the number, that's called the hottest new artist. And if, I know Rob's seen it, but if you are living under a rock and you've been stalking me on Facebook, shame on you, should be. But I was named on today. Hottest new artist 2016 by the same group, hottest new artist. And so I'm pleased about that. And they told me something that I didn't even realize when this all happened, when they issued the press release. They said, you know, he started out at number one when we had our first chart back in October of last year. He was consistently number one for every single month for the entire year. And so that, there you run about 3-4 weeks or something like that. So,
They're going to
be releasing some music for me. They're doing some press. They're putting some money behind this, so I'm really excited. I don't know all the details yet, but I'm excited.
That is very cool. And the song is wonderful. It was playing on my iPod during our travels, either, I forget, it was to the airport up there or from the airport down here. I was like plugging my iPod into cars and auxiliary and just owning the music. But it played while the boys were in the car. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Well, and he's singing the actual song, and they're like, cool.
Well,
in that team, you know, everybody's accessible. Oh, yeah, cool. I uploaded my YouTube video, Dad, but yeah, cool.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. Well, we're doing a shorter show tonight because, quite frankly, everybody here is starved, and we want to go eat. And if we waited until 8 o'clock and, you know, just I can go through the whole whiny thing that I would give to you. We're just going to our show tonight, folks. So I just have to tell you, suck it up and, you know, hang in there. Play it back on the replay 2 or 3 times to make up for the fact that we're just doing a 30-minute show.
There you go.
But, Rob, do you want to leave the listeners with any fun facts or interesting wisdoms of the night?
I was just to say, for the next half hour, we're going to talk about the true value of Donald Trump. So there you go. That's what you'll be listening to in the next half hour.
There we go. Everybody, it's I know it's a short show, but I sure appreciate you tuning in tonight. We promise to be back with a full hour sometime soon. It's going to be next week because next week we're going to Child of the 70s, Season 5, something up at Flame Hills in West Hollywood. And get this. Randy Jones from the Village People, you know, the, what role does he play?
He was the cowboy.
He's the cowboy. How do I not know that? I've met Randy like a dozen times. We've got a trillion pictures together. But Randy Jones has a brand new CD out. So he has a CD release party next Thursday night at Flaming Saddles in Los Angeles. It's in West Hollywood on Santa Monica Boulevard. If you're not doing anything, you must come out. If we have met before, you have to come up and say, you told me to come up and say hello. Because I will give you a hug. I'm going to take my camera, we'll take a picture, and I'm going to take pictures all night long of all the cool stuff that's going on. And that's going to be next Thursday night at Flaming Saddles in West Hollywood. Starts at around 7 p.m., something like that. So come hang out, have a few drinks. If you don't drink, I don't drink, so I'll be drinking water or iced tea if I have anything at all. So if you don't drink, join the club. But if you want to have some drinks or, you know, bar food, they've got some stuff like that to enjoy as well. And there's all kinds of other places around if you want to go eat that are local. So with that, everybody, great evening, great weekend. Rob and I are going to take an official LGBT radio picture sometime. And I can morph that into the new app that we do.
That's
and
right.
I hope everybody has a great evening. Thanks, Rob, for coming down. And we'll see you all soon.
See you all soon.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.